要加油了哈！希望我们教会以后更多更多人能受浸加入主的门。
And we have to keep trying. Hopefully, we'll have more and more people baptized in our church.
啊，不要我们当主人的哈，然后呢，我们看到我们的这个教会呢越来越茁壮啊，比我们还大，比我当然我不是嫉妒，而是说我们来激励我们也一样。也能够彼此来勉励。
So I'm not jealous, but it's just used as encouragement so that we can grow too.
今天早上跟大家分享根基稳固。
And this morning, we are going to study a solid foundation.
让我们一起来共读今天早上的经文，是记载在哥罗西书一章二十一到二十六节。
So let's study our today's scriptures in the book of Colossians 1:21-26.
当你翻到的时候、如果你可以用自己的圣经、你就用自己的圣经，如果没有没有关系，我们有为你们预备，我们可以一起用任何的语言来攻读。
Let's read together.
好，请你们从前与神隔绝，一直恶行，心里与他为敌，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫自己与他们和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可指责，把你们引到自己面前，只要你们在所信的道上合心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动，失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听见，也传以不是万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的指示，现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并为着基督的身体就是为教会，在我肉身上补足基督患难的缺欠，我照神这你们为守事我职分做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备，这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他圣徒显明了。读到这里，我们可能很多人知道最近在柬埔寨发生了一件大事。
We probably heard about there something big happened in Cambodia.
在一个柬埔寨最大的港口，也是中国“一带一路”计划的重镇西哈努克城，上礼拜六22号在施工中的一个7层的一个中资大楼突然间倒塌了。
So we heard about the Sihanoukville. It's not only the biggest seaport, but also play a very important role between China and Cambodia. Last Saturday on the 22nd.And there's a seven-story building suddenly collapsed.
那突然间就是整个倒下来，还在盖的过程，那就倒下来，里面已经造成至少28人死亡，还有几十个人受重伤。
And it caused about 28 people dead and the numerous seriously injured.
那目前还在抢救，还在挖这个抢救生还者，跟在挖出这个埋在这个瓦砾当中的人。
And right now the search and rescue mission is still going on.
那柬埔寨当局呢也。展开调查，认为这个施工结构存在重大的瑕疵，所以正是以过失杀人逮捕多名建商。
So according to Cambodian official investigation, the cause of accident is structural defect. So many people involved were arrested.
消息一曝光，中国的豆腐渣工程再次扬名世界。
So China's poor quality of construction.Reputation is again on the news.
我们都希望住在一个根基稳固的房子，不是吗
？So we all hope live in a house with solid foundation.
尤其在南加州是地震带，房子如果盖得不牢靠，就算免费给你住，我们也会住得不安心，是不是
？Especially in Southern California, which is a very earthquake-active area. So, if your house does not have a solid foundation, I don't think you will live in there comfortably.
同样的，我们根基稳固的信仰，对我们也是相当重要的。
So it's the same. It's very important for our spiritual life to have a solid foundation.
否则，当我们遭遇人生风浪的冲击时，我们整个可能就垮掉了。
Because when trouble comes.What we have built will not be able to stand.
那过去所建造的不就功亏一篑了吗
？So what we have built in the past will all become useless.
所以我们教会今年的主题是稳固根基。
So that's why our topic this year is solid foundation.
我们过去一年也一直在强调这个根基稳固的重要性。
So in the last year, we also emphasize on.The importance of building a solid foundation.
所以我们要不断的自我提醒，你我的建造工程是否这属也是一个属灵的豆腐渣工程呢
？So that's why we have to constantly re-examine ourselves, the quality of our effort, and see if we are cutting corners.
因为偷工减料的建造非常容易，这个不用教都会。
Because easy to cut corners. You don't need to be taught.
但为了避免让我们建造那种属灵的豆腐渣工程，圣经给我们很多处宝贵的提醒。
And then to prevent cutting corners and taking shortcuts, and Bible gave us many instructions.
其中今天我们所读的经文呢，会帮助我们一起来思考如何让自己的建造能够根基稳固。
So through today's scripture study, we could learn what is required to build a solid foundation.
我们要从三方面一起来学习。第一个是根基稳固的前提。
So the first one is the premises of having a good foundation.
让我们一起来攻读21-22节。
Let's read 21-22. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your mind because of your evil behavior, but now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation.
好，我们之所以能够根基稳固，乃是有一个前提或是一个原因来造成我们愿意去改变自己或是为他坚持到底。
So there has to be a reason why we're willing to change and be steadfast in our faith.
那根据这段经文呢，我相信我们需要根基稳固，乃是由于以下这三方面的理由来促使我们可以去坚持到底。
And I believe there are three reasons to keep us motivated.
第一个是从前我们与神隔绝。
The first one is that because we were alienated from God.
在二十一节是这样记载。
It's verse 21.
他说我们从前与神隔绝是因着什么？恶行，然后心里与他为敌。
Because in verse 21 says, since you were alienated from God and were enemies in your mind.
我们与神隔绝。隔绝是什么意思呢？
So alienated, what's alienated?
在 原文的意思就是局外人的意思。
So it means outsiders.
那说明我们从前是与神无关无分的，甚至是与他敌对的。
So which means we have nothing to do with God before and even against him.
这并不是说我们胆敢向神抵挡宣战，乃是因为我们当我们过去与神无分做局外人的时候，我们就是属于撒旦的。
So it doesn't mean we have to declare war against God, but when we're outsiders, we belong to Satan.
于是我们心里就会充满许多的恶念，我们所带出来的行为也是恶行，那就是敌对神，而且将来的结局也是灭亡的。
So that's why we're filled with evil thoughts and evil deeds and that which leads to destruction.
然而现在就不一样了，因为当我们被神救赎之后，我们就是已经属于他的。
But now it's different. When we're saved by God, we belong to Him.
我们能够随时与他同在，并且在神的国度当中有份。
And we can be with Him and be part in His kingdom.
正如保罗在以弗所书二章十三节所说的。
Like Paul said in Ephesians.
让我们一起来读一遍，请。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away from us, are now near by the blood of Christ.
也就是说，借着耶稣基督的救赎，我们不再是与神隔绝的。
That's because the saving grace from Jesus, we're no longer away from God.
未来也不会再远离神了。
And we'll not be separated from Him.
之后，我们拥有得救的把握。
And also, we have assurance to be saved.
于是，面对生命的态度就不再一样。
Of course, we will have different attitude facing our life.
因为我们面对人生未来的道路，已经能够稳固不胆怯了。
Because in our heart, we'll have no fear.
那是因为我们已经得着一个有福的确据，可以有十足的把握来宣告：耶稣属我，我也属他。
Because we've been blessed by God, and we can proclaim Jesus is in me, and I belong to Him.
这是第一个根基稳固的前提。
So this is the first reason.
第二个是如今我们已经与神和好了。
So the second reason is we have been reconciled with God.
二十二节上半节这么说，他说：“但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好。”
So the verse 22 said, "But now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death."
所以除了不被神隔绝之外，在神国度有份，我们还能够与神重新和好，恢复正常的关系。
So not only we're no longer alienated from God, and now we're a part of God's kingdom.
而且当我们与神和好之后，我们的身份改变了， 不再是仆人对主人，而是我们可以被称为什么？神的儿女。
So when we reconciled with God, we're no longer God's enemies, and but we're called sons and daughters of God.
哇，这是何等大的福分哎！
And what a blessing!
要不但如此，我们还能够被赋予权柄，做基督的使者，可以去完成使别人与神和好的使命。
So not only so, we are commanded by God to be His ambassadors to bring others back to Him.
所以哥林多后书五章十八到十九节就这样讲。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 18 through 19.
我们一起来共读好吗？预备，请。
Who reconciled to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
托付了我们。好，我很喜欢在坐飞机起飞前有一段的提醒。
I like to travel by air, and there's always instructions before taking off.
其中一个这个提醒，就是当紧急事件发生的时候，你要帮别人戴上氧气罩之前呢，先把自己的戴上。
So one of those is when emergency happens. If emergency happens, you put your own oxygen mask on before helping others.
也就是说，当你自己先安全稳固了，你才能够去帮助别人。
So which means you save yourself first when you're stable, and then you go help others.
那同样就是当你先与神和好了，你才能够成为祝福的管道，使别人也能够与神和好。
So the same theory, you have to reconcile with God first, and then you can help others to come back to God.
这就是我们根基稳固的前提啊。
So that's the prerequisite of building a solid foundation.
那最后一个是我们可以圣洁到主面前。
And the third one is we can be presented holy before God.
二十二节下半节怎么说呢？我们一起来读好不好？北京。
To present you holy in His sight without blemish and free from accusation.
好，除了我们与神之间的关系改变，连我们生命的质量也可以改变呢，可以能够成为圣洁。
So we, when we're, since we're reconciled with God, and we become holy in His eyes,
可以拥有神的属性，因为神是圣洁的，所以我们也应当圣洁。
So because God is holy, so we need to be holy.
正如希伯来书十二章十四节那里所说的
，The Book of Hebrews 12:14,
你们要追求与众人和睦，然后呢，并要追求圣洁，
即
非圣洁怎么样？没有人能见主面。
It says, make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the will see God.
不过，请注意哦，这里讲圣洁、没有瑕疵，并不是指人达到完全完美无瑕的地步，因为世界上不可能有这样的人。
So holy without blemish doesn't mean that you have to be perfect, since no one living in this world is perfect.
而且如果要达到这样子圣洁无瑕的标准才能见主面，可能我们在座的每一位，包括我，都没有人有资格了。
So if that's a qualification, no one will see God, including myself.
其实这里圣洁这个字呢，是指宗教礼仪当中被分别出来的意思。
So holy means separated.
没有瑕疵呢，它用于旧约献祭的一个词，叫做无杂质和斑痕。
So without blemish often used to describe the sacrificial animal that are without defect.
所以当我们都这讲了都成为成了圣洁没有瑕疵，无可指责，这表示每一个蒙神救赎的人都包括了。
So when we are saved by Jesus, that means we are separate fromWe are separate from the world and without blemish.
也就是说，那些借着耶稣基督救恩而被拯救的人，他们如同被世界分别出来，如同毫无瑕疵的祭物，可以来到神的面前献给神了。
It's like everybody who was saved, it's like they have been separated from the world and then become holy and blemished.Without blemish, so they can be presented God as a sacrifice.
所以这个圣洁是指信徒在基督里的地位 改变与不同，而不是指行为道德的崇高与完美。
So it means we become holy. That means we have changed our position. Doesn't mean like our moral perfection.
当然，圣洁也是包括道德方面的要求。
Of course, we could not ignore moral responsibilities.
这是不容忽视的。然而，成为圣洁更是一个不断追求的过程。
So of course, to be holy is a gradual improvement.
而不是突然间的改变。
It's not a sudden change.
但这里强调更重要的是信徒生命本质的改变这个事实。
But here is emphasized that the quality of our life has been changed.
于是我们便可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前了。
So that we have assurance can be stand before God without fear.
我们可以不再胆怯来到神的面前，我们可以没有恐惧来到神的主的面前。
We can come before Him without fear.
这就是我们的基础。
So that's
稳固的基础。那接下来如何才能够有拥有稳固的根基呢
？So next, how to build a solid foundation?
好，第二部分我们一起来读23节，北琴。
You're continuing your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel.
坚定不移，不被失去引证福音的盼望。好，我们来想象，有一个学校里面的一位老师，他就鼓励同学这样说。
So let's imagine a teacher encouraged his student and said.
他说：“你们将来这些学生啊，你们这些同学将来一定能够自食其力，不需要仰赖父母亲的供应，啊，除了。”得到一份安定的工作，拥有属于自己的房子，甚至可以在社会上有所贡献。只要你们，只要你们现在好好用功读书。
Imagine he said, you will be able to support yourself and have a stable job, own your own house, and serve the community if you put effort into your current education.
好，请问这位老师讲这句话的时候，他的重点是在他。未来的成就还是现在的责任
So I ask you, does he emphasize on the future achievement or current responsibility?
啊，没有人理我。啊，还在考虑。我只有听到一个声音，好像绵羊的声音。现在的责任很好，好。那同样的，我相信哈，这里讲说，只要你们，好，就或者说，假如你们。说明之前讲的这个光景很好，很重，非常重要。但是现在有一个更重要的任务，是为了达到前面所提的这样的光景或是状态，同不同意
？So that's why Paul used if. It's the same thing. Is if you want. Of course, what we said, what he has said is perfect, but based on this if.
也就是说。我们能不被神隔离隔绝，然后可以与神恢复关系，并且圣洁的来到主的面前，不会自动发生的。
So which means it won't automatically happen to become holy and come before God.
除非或者说假如你们有付诸实际的行动。
Unless we have taken actions.
也就是说，根基稳固的方式有以下三方面的。行动是需要我们努力去付出的。
Which means there are three areas, three kind of actions we need to take.
好，第一个是在所信的道上恒心。
So the first one is continue in your faith.
二十三节一开始就只要你们在所信的道上怎么样恒心哈。那这句话呢，在所信的道上恒心，乃是指继续保守在信心里的意思。
So to continue in your faith.Means steadfast and stay in the faith.
那整句话的原文直译就是：假如你们坚持信仰。
So, if you translate it, if you keep believing.
那这种坚持信仰或是保守在信心里的行动呢，乃是一种持续性的、有毅力的、不妥协的尾声。
So, which means it's a continual action.
所以他所强调的是一种动态的向前迈进的不致半途而废的信心。
So it's emphasized on moving forward without giving up.
所以当我们在所信的道上恒心呢，我们就会不断的追求属灵长进，不停的渴慕神的话语，也会热衷的参与教会服事，以及热情的活出爱的生命。
So which means when we continue in our faith, we'll continue growing our faith, longing for God's words and serving with sincerity.
不单是在教会，你会经常看见这一些人，他活跃的这踪迹，到处服侍，对人关怀。在家里，你会发现他们经常的灵修祷告、唱诗敬拜。
So you can see them not only serve, in the church, but also at home, often pray and worship.
而这些行动都不是被人要求的或是规定的行为。乃是他们在所信的道上恒心必然的表现。
And those are not requirements, but the outcome of a faithful and loving Christian life.
他们之所以有这样生命的流露，有唯一的原因或是动力，就是被神的爱所激励。
The motivation is they have moved by God's love.
正如保罗在哥林多后书五章十四到十五节所说的。
That Paul said in Second Corinthians 5:14.
好，让我们一起来攻读。请
Christ's love compels us because we're convinced that one died for all, therefore all died.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主。而活。好，第二方面呢是有坚定不移的决心。
So the second one is determined and established and firm.
二十三节接下来说根基稳固。坚定不移。
So it said established and firm in the verse 23.
那根基稳固、坚定不移这句的原文直译就是基础被建立、坚定，没有动摇。
So established and firm means you have built your foundation; it's solid, and you do not move.
那这注重在静态的、往下扎根、不被影响的信心。
So it focuses on building the roots down without being influenced.
那我们可以想看看，无论在作战、下棋或是打球，我们都会讲一些策略。那有一个相同的原则，就是要明白进攻与防守两者之间是同样重要的。
So let's think about. Doesn't matter if it's a battlefield or it's just a sports competition. There's a common rule, which is the balance between defense and offense.
好，那假如在所信的道上恒心，这是动态的进攻。那有坚定不移的决心，那便是静态的防守。两者之间都同样重要。
So if continue in your faith is offense, then establish and firm is your defense.
那有坚定不移的决心呢，不光是一种信念的坚持，不愿妥协而已哦。因为很多个性倔强的人也是习惯如此。
So but established and firm doesn't mean strong-willed and cannot accept any suggestions.
因为这些倔强的人，他就接受不了别人的意见，也不愿意去做任何的改变。
Because they are not willing to change and not willing to accept any advices.
然而在这里，我们讲坚定不移，乃是在于之前根基稳固作为基础，他就不会轻易的改变他的信念。
But here refers to firm in your faith will not change your belief.
好，如同我们父母从小把你养育长大，你确定你父母亲的爱，他爱你，愿意为你付出一切的牺牲。
So just like our parents raised us up, and then we understand their sacrifices.
你也绝对不会忘记他们的恩情。
And you'll never forget about them.
可是当你来到美国之后，遇到贵人相助，然后有了今天的成就。
But when you come to America, if you have received a great help from someone to be successful.
但无论对方这个贵人再怎么好，你都不会随便改叫他爹娘，是不是？
But doesn't matter how great that person is, you will not call him parent.
许多宗教他强调信什么都一样只要做好事就上天堂。
So there are many religions believe that if you do good, you will go to heaven.
那是因为我告诉你，那是因为他们的信仰根基不稳。
I tell you that's because their foundation is not solid.
这时候你可以反问他，他说你相信只要有糖吃，叫谁爸爸都可以吗？
So then you can ask him.Can you call somebody daddy if he gave you candy?
你看我们教会的小孩有时候我喜欢骗他们叫爸爸，我的糖果给你。真的小孩不懂事就叫了。
So sometimes I tease the kids here and I say, "Hey, there's a candy. Call me daddy." And they actually call me sometimes.
但我看我们现在教会小孩，我现在叫 daddy， 叫 daddy， 他转眼就转，宁愿不吃他也不要叫我 daddy 因为他们懂事啦。
So when they grow up, they would not do such things anymore because they understand.
他知道他只有一个爸爸，不能随便叫人家爸爸。
Because they understand that there's only one daddy in their life.
同样的，我们只有一位真神，就是我们的天父。
For us, we only have one father, which is in heaven.
所以我相信真理就是不能妥协的。
And I do believe there is no compromise.
而且这真理是因为有一个稳固的基础来支持这个信念。
Because there's a firm foundation to support our belief.
才能够使我们信仰的根基不致动摇，而造就了我们有坚定不移的决心。
So that we do not sway, but stand firm.
最后一个是不离开福音的盼望。
And then the third one is not moving from the hope in the Christ.
接下来二十三节说不致引动失去福音的盼望。
They said not move from the hope held out in the gospel.
这里不致被引动失去的原文是指离开的意思。
So move from here means leave.
所以整句话的这个直译应该是说不离开你们听见福音的盼望。
So the direct translations do not leave the hope held out in the gospel.
那信心与盼望呢是相关相连的。
So faith and hope are connected.
信心不稳固，盼望就会被移离而失去。
If you do not have faith, hope will diminish.
你会觉得奇怪，这里明明在强调信心，那如果离开盼望又怎么样？至少信心还在啊。
You might ask, we emphasize faith here, but even we don't have hope, we still have faith.
但其实这两者关系是非常重要的。
But I have to tell you, the relationship between those two are very important.
就像有人坚守婚姻的承诺，对于妻子或者对丈夫，始终不离不弃。
It's just like our marriage between husband and wife.
但是两个人同床异梦，对另外一半的热情已经完全消逝，不愿意再继续去经营改变。你说这样的婚姻基础不会真正稳固的。
So if one side decides to give up and unwilling to put in effort, and this marriage is just like not is not thriving anymore, but barely surviving.
那顶多只能勉强维持而已。
And it's just hanging on to.
那同样的，我们看我们的信心不离开福音的盼望，乃是因着我们信心的行动所做出的一个坚持跟付出，是对于未来的盼望作为基础。
So that faith cannot live without hope. In order to stay firm in the faith, it's because we have hope.
这个盼望就是期待将来主要再来的这个应许快快成就。
So the hope is God's promise.
到时候我们可以经历主要来擦干我们一切的眼泪。
And the promise is He will wipe the tears off everyone's face.
主要还要与我们还要与主一同作王，同得荣耀。
And God will glorify us.
那如果我们没有这样的盼望，我们就单单为一个信念坚持到底，这个很危险的。
So if we don't have such blessed hope, we only have faith, it can be dangerous.
就像一个勉强一个婚姻在那里，没有实质的一个盼望，那是很可怕的。
Oh, it's like a marriage. There is no substance.
那而且很有可能就被人洗脑利用，而成为政治或宗教的狂热分子。
And there is a possibility that you can be used by someone and become a fanatic.
所以信心跟盼望是同样重要的。
So that's why faith and hope both important.
好，那最后一方面是讲到根基稳固会有哪些行为表现呢？
So the third one is what are the outcome of having a firm foundation?
好，我们一起来读二十三节下半最后一到二十六节。
Let's read 23 to 26.
预备，请。一个根基稳固的人，你是可以从他的生命当中看出来他是与众不同的。
So a Christian who has a firm foundation, you can see
至少有三方面在他的行为表现 上你可以看出来。
And there are three areas you can tell that that person is different.
第一个是他能够做福音的执事。
The first one is he can become a servant of the gospel.
就这里讲，这福音是我们所听见，也是传以普天下万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的执事。
So here, this gospel that you've heard, that has been proclaimed to every creature under the heaven, and which I, Paul, have become a servant.
这是第一个行为表现。你不要以为这个执事，福音的执事是教会选出来当执事。
So this is the first outcome. Don't think the servant is whatever the church elected and to become to serve the church.
在这一章里面，总共出现过三个执事。
So in this chapter, there are three kind of servants.
第一个是第七节讲到基督的执事。
So the first one is servant of Christ.
然后第二十五节讲到教会的执事。
And then the servant of church.
还有这里。二十三节讲到福音的执事。
Here, servant of the gospel.
那这三个之间到底有什么关系呢
？So let's see what's the difference among those three or relationships among
three. 其实，在原文里面，这三个字都一样。
But in original language, the three words are the same.
希腊文叫做 diakonos.
So in Greek, it's diakonos.
啊，这个它的字根叫 diako， 就是跑腿办事的意思。
And then the word root is diako, which means doing chores.
那 diakonos 这个字呢，可以翻译成传道人、仆人或是执事。
So the diakonos can be transferred as minister, servant, or deacon.
那简单的说，他们都是去执行命令的人。
So simply, those are the group of people who carry out orders.
那你说为什么会有这三种不同种类呢
？And but why translate three different kinds of servants?
原来翻译圣经的人，他为了让读者在那一段经文更能够理解其中的意思，所以就在前面加上基督的、教会的、福音的执事。
It's because the person who translates the Bible uses different, three different words to make it clear for the readers.
但原来是指同一个身份在成就不同的任务。
But actually, it's the same word, same person, but have different duties.
而在这里，他说做福音的执事，顾名思义就是知道他在做传福音的人。
So here he said the servant of gospel. So we know he is, the one who's preaching the gospel.
而保罗也自称他以传福音为志向。
And Paul, and he is the one who determined to spread the gospel.
这不是别人选他来当执事的。
So it's nobody elect him.
同样的，你不需要别人来选你当执事，你也可以把这个当成你的福音的一个志向，就是为主传福音。
So you don't need people to point you, but you can use this as one of your duties.
你同样可以做福音的执事。
And you can also be servant of the gospel.
所以我们就能够明白，这个执事不是指特定的少数人，不像我们今天这些我们选出一些有能力的、有恩赐的执事，而是通称服侍神的人。
So that's why we understand the servant is not only a few pointed people to serve, but include everyone.
凡是你愿意为神跑腿办事，能够去执行命令的人，你都可以称为神的执事。
So as long as you're willing to serve God, and you are servant of God.
也就是说，每一位蒙神拯救的人，凡以信心接受救恩，都应当有一个稳固的根基。来确认自己是属于基督的，那就要做基督的仆人。
So as long as you're saved by God, you have faith in God and have hope in God, and willing to serve Him, and then you are servant of Christ.
你就愿意甘心的来侍奉基督，特别是传福音，去做福音的执事。
And you are willing to serve Jesus and willing to spread the gospel.
因为耶稣基督为我们的罪牺牲他自己的性命，甚至付上极重的代价。
Because Jesus died for us.
而我们听到福音得着救恩之后，我们岂能光为自己活，不以侍奉基督为心志呢？
So when we have life through him, how can we just serve ourselves anymore and live for ourselves anymore?
所以当你有这样热衷传福音的表现，那才能够证明你的信仰根基是稳固的。
So when you have such determination, it proves that your faith is firm.
同时也不会辜负神对你的期待。
And will not disappoint God.
那第二个行为表现呢，是在受苦中有欢乐。
And the second one is there is joy in your suffering.
二十四节怎么说呢？我们一起来读，来恭读，预备，请。
I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ, the sake of his body, which is the church.
好，保罗他为别人受苦，甚至被关到监牢里面，然而他的态度竟然是欢喜的，而不是受到委屈般的愁苦，天天要求平反，为他伸张正义，很奇怪啊。
So Paul suffers for the sake of the gospel and even was put in jail. Instead of grumbling and protesting, he rejoices.
你如果没有做错事情，然后为别人，结果被关到监狱里面，你是无辜的，你会天天，我要要求，我要伸冤啊，我要伸冤啊，这好像跟我们理解有出入，保罗怎么没有啊？
So imagine if you did nothing wrong, were put in jail, will you be happy about it? Will you protest it?
而且还保罗还开心的、啊、还倒觉得欢乐，这是不是脑筋有问题了
？But Paul here, even he was in jail, he's full of joy.
但为什么保罗他能够在态度上有喜乐呢
？But why does he have such attitude?
乃是他知道他的受苦是有特别目的的，其中的目的就是补满。什么？基督患难的缺欠。
Because he knows that in his suffering is meaningful.
哦，那问题来了，你说只基督在世和十字架受难，还有什么缺欠呢
？So you might ask, is there anything lacking, that Jesus already died on the cross for?
所以以至于他的救赎尚没有完全，还要来保罗来补足吗
？Is that saving grace is not enough, and Paul has to making something up for that?
其实不是的，因为耶稣基督降世受苦受死所成功的这个救赎救恩是完全的，无人能够加添任何东西。
That's not so, because Jesus came to this world and suffered and died for us, and that is enough. No one can add anything to it.
但另外一方面，基督所成就的救恩也必须要借着我们传扬出去，才能够使多人蒙恩。而成为基督的肢体，也就是教会。
But on the other hand, the saving knowledge needs us to make known to all people, to build the body of Christ.
而福音的传扬就需要我们付上代价，这个代价就包括肉身受苦、心灵受辱，甚至殉道受死。
But preach the gospel is not without a price. We will suffer physically and will be mistreated.And misunderstood, and sometimes even put to death.
如此，我们就因而有份于基督的患难。
But in this, we will partakers of Jesus' suffering.
于是，凡我们为着教会所受的苦，就是包含补满基督患难的缺欠，这个意味在了。
And then, that's what means by filling up what is still lacking in regard to Christ's affliction.
请注意，这不是苦中作乐、自我安慰哦。
So it's not self-persuasion.
而是当你觉得你配与基督一同受苦，你觉得这是一种至上荣誉，你就会感到喜乐。
But when you suffer with Christ, you will feel an unusual joy and honor.
正如保罗在罗马书五章三十节所说的，他说：“不但如此，就是在患难中也是什么欢欢喜喜的。”
Like Paul said in Rome 5:3, we also rejoice in our sufferings.
最后一个是全备地传扬真道。
So the third one is that I may preach the word of God in its fullness.
那我们一起来读最后25-26节，预备，请。
I have become a servant by the commission of God, gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations.
好，保罗看中他另外一个职分，就是做教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。
So Paul, as a church leader, his duty is to present the word of God in its fullness.
今天我们在教会当中有一项很艰巨的挑战。
So today we have a biggest challenge in the churches.
那就是有些教会里面，他没有把神的道理传得全备。
That's in many churches, they do not present the word of God in its fullness.
甚至许多大型的教会，很有名的牧师、讲员，他们会教你如何获得成功，他会分享得到健康、财富的秘诀，却没有告诉你要为基督受苦。
So many mega churches and many, even many famous preachers preach how to be successful and how to gain wealth and health and never mention Jesus' suffering.
这不是全备的福音啊。
That's not the gospel in its fullness.
这是我们的挑战啊。
That's our challenge.
许多教会鼓励人去追求属灵的恩赐啊，强调个人经历哦的重要，要能说方言、行异能才是属灵的印证，却不告诉你要在神的话语的根基上下功夫。
So many churches encourage people to pursue spiritual gifts, like emphasize on speaking tongues and performing miracles, but ignore the foundational element, which is the Word of God.
当然，这些教会也在传福音啊，以及传扬神的真理啊、道理啊，但是却没有把神的道理传得全备。
However, they're preaching the gospel, but it's not in its fullness.
这就是我们今天教会所面对的挑战。
That is the challenge we're facing today.
虽然你我都不否认神的道有许多地方我们不容易明白。
However, we cannot deny that we do not fully understand the word of God.
但是我们可以确定的是，那全备的救恩真道就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，是能够向所有信徒来显明的。
But we can be sure that the mystery that has been hidden for ages and generations now has been disclosed to us.
是我们能够理解的。
So that we can understand.
也就是说，我们有责任，当我们领受全备的真道之后，也要忠心的、全备的去传扬这个真道。
So that means when we receive the gospel in its fullness, we need to be faithfully and fully present the gospel to others.
而不能只有部分的，你觉得好的，然后告诉他觉得不好的啊，你就不讲。
So we cannot be selective and only preach part of the gospel which you like.
我记得神学院的读神学的时候，说啊，你们这些人去教会的千万不要讲奉献。
So I remember when I was in the seminary, so they say, hey, when you preach in the church, don't mention about the offerings.
你就会觉得你很爱钱。
Because they will think you are just all for money.
但我发现不是。
But I disagree.
一些敢讲奉献的牧者，那个才是全备传扬真道。
Because there are a lot of preachers, they talk about offering, which is biblical.
因为你剥夺信徒蒙福的管道了。当这个传道人不愿意讲奉献的时候，同样我们要传全备的道，不要害怕人，你要害怕神。
So that's why we have to preach the gospel in its fullness. Don't be a fear of people, but fear of God.
最后，我相信神带领我们每一个人来到这里，都不是偶然的。
So I believe.God lead us here. It's not a coincidence.
我们教会目前规模虽然不大，但是我相信我们未来的潜力很大。
However, we're not a big church now, but I believe we have potential.
你看，现在我们教会不但可以借给其他的教会来使用，我们还可以固定每个月到老人院去服侍老人。
So we're not only like using our church.Other churches using our church as a base, and also we have visitations to the elderly community.
我们已经成为这个社区的祝福，甚至名声还传到隔壁的城市。有人打电话来说：“哎，听说你们到老人院去服侍，你们的教会的名字被好像有被公开。”哈，我拿到你们的电话，哎呦，我听了都觉得很受宠若惊。
So we have become a blessing in our society, and even adjacent cities have heard about us.
你看我们教会这么小，可是我们过去主办相依相勤春晚音乐会啊，借着这个音乐把福音传给在城县地区的华人朋友，每年都超过1000多人来参加。
And we have organized a nostalgia concert, using music to reach thousands of people in Orange County.
我们也开始看重普世宣教啊，并且实际参与中国短宣。这是我们过去没有做到的。
And we start focus on missionary work and organize short missionary trips to China, and we have never done this before.
我相信我们未来还可以做更多。
And I do believe in the future we can do even more.
然而前提是什么？是我们的根基要先得到稳固，否则我们没有办法再继续做下去。
But we have to have a firm foundation, otherwise, we'll not be able to continue.
甚至已经在做的事工都要被迫暂停。 因为我们已经没有足够能力去完成了。
Otherwise, whatever we've been doing, we have to give up because we don't have enough strength to keep going.
不过我相信我们是有潜力可以做超越自己，而且会做越做越大。
But I do believe we have potential and we can overcome ourselves.
而重点就是在我们全体有没有愿意改变，有改变的行动。
So it's based on the premises if we want to change.
因为教会拥有稳固根基是在于全体信徒的体质改变。
Because have a firm foundation is not only one person, it's for everyone.
体质的改变。
The basic quality change.
有人问我说，哎，牧师，你有没有觉得自己比较自卑的地方？
So some people ask me, Pastor, do you feel like you're lacking of anything?
有有有，我做了两个。
Yes, I have two.
一个是身高，一个是英文。
Other than my height is my English.
哎，我以前不会的，是因为娶了一个长得很高，而且英文又好的师母。
I didn't feel that way until I married a tall and good English-speaking wife.
那身高我没有办法改变，但英文我可以再进步。
But however, I cannot change my height, but I can improve my English.
你知道我在美国牧会，华人教牧会二十多年了，我从来不需要用英文讲道的。
So I've been teaching in American church for 20 years. I've never preached in English.
但是上个礼拜，我第一次在这里用英文讲道。
And last week, preaching in English here.
这是我人生中最大的突破。我相信那是同工他们恳切的。他们期待希望牧师能够用英文讲道，这是感动我。
So I believe it's due to the colleague's request and still I'm moved by it.
你看上礼拜我都还没开始讲，我就说宣布我今天要英文讲道，就开始拍手了。
So when I said I'm going to preach in English and everybody started clapping.
然后我讲完道之后，我就收到好几位同工，特别是讲英文同工，哇，给我鼓励。
So after the service and then I received so manyencouragement and support.
你知道我要写一篇英文讲章啊，比我写一份学术论文还要困难呢。
So just imagine, to work on an English sermon is way harder than writing a thesis.
而且写完之后还把它念出来，哎，那个是更难的。
It's not only writing it; I have to read it out loud.
那幸好我们教会弟兄就对我百般的接纳跟包容。
And thankfully, we have a very accepting
church. 但虽然我对自己的英文还是不满意，但是总是有好多人这样继续鼓励和支持。
However, I'm not very satisfied with my English, but I do receive a lot of encouragement.
我告诉你，这就是教会的温暖。
Well, that is the warmth I felt from our church.
我们有这样的教会来接纳我们每个人的软弱。
And we have this church to accept everybody.
我感谢神给我一个好教会。给我最棒的弟兄姐妹跟我同工。
And thank God for this wonderful church and group of supporting brothers and sisters.
但我告诉你们，我更期待的不是所有人更加爱我。
But you know, I don't really expect that more and more people love me.
而是我们有信心来为主做更大的事。
But except we have the faith to do great things for the Lord.
所以我需要大家一起努力，先让我们的根基更加稳固。
So I need everyone to work together to build a firm foundation.
只要我们愿意来改变自己，挑战自己，超越自己。
As long as we are willing to change ourselves, challenge ourselves, and overcome ourselves.
如果我做得到，我相信你们也一定做得到。
So if I can do it, I believe you can do it too.
我告诉我下次还要再用英文讲道。
I told you I will try to preach in English again.
不是我自不量力，是我愿意挑战，愿意改变。
It's not like I don't know my potential, but as I'm willing to face the challenges.
但不是我来让你们拍手，是我为你们拍手。
It's not because I want to
我们教会整个的体质要改变。
It's like we need to change the whole foundation and quality of our church.
你想看，在教会当中有太多的服事，你还有什么没有去尝试过的？
So think about all the ministry in our church. Is there anything that you haven't done?
你过去没有来参加教会祷告会的，你要不要考虑来参加看看？
So if you have never been to the church prayer meeting, are you coming?
早上我们有成人主日学，我已经教完了，你不要说因为牧师教不好我不要参加，我们有主日学老师，你要不要来参加？
So we have a Bible study in the morning. Are you coming?
我们有诗班啊，我们诗班缺人啊。
And we have choir. We need more people.
我们有诗会、翻译，都缺人啊。
And we need presiders and translators.
我们要带领查经的、服侍老人的这些，你过去没有尝试，你就可以成为你挑战自己、突破自己的机会了。
Yeah, we have our Bible study leaders and the hospitality workers. You can use all this to challenge yourself.
我相信神要在教我们教会当中成就更大的事。
And I believe God will do great things in our church.
而重要的是。你愿意在其中有份吗
？And the important things are you willing to be part of it？
让我们都愿意来改变自己、挑战自己，你们说好不好
？That's all willing to change ourselves and challenge ourselves。
这样才让我们能够有稳当的根基。
So that we can build a firm foundation。
让我们用一首歌来回应，我也请大家起立，稳当根基。
Please all rise.